Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, He's powerful, and He calls us to put our faith in Him. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, and today and every day this week, I'm going to be talking with you about aging parents. The first thing that I want to say is that the work God calls you to do comes only one day at a time, moment by moment, not all at once. And as surely as He gives you a job to do, He will give you all that is needed to do that job. I've had many letters from listeners on the subject of caring for aging parents. And as we're being told often nowadays, the statistics are such that there will be more and more aging parents. People will be living longer and longer. And the problem of what is the best thing to do in caring for them, whether to care for them in their own home, in your home, or in a home, a retirement home, or what to do, it's not an easy decision, is it? And I'm sure that some of you are facing that very decision today. I've had a beautiful letter from a woman who has had this experience, not taking care of just one parent, but taking care of both parents. She says, "I had been on a long journey that the Lord sent me on starting October 28, 1987, when my mother had a severe stroke. It was the Lord's plan for me to take care of her, as I did not want her to be placed in a nursing home. It's a very long story of which I will spare you the details, but just a few things I wanted you to be aware of. My husband and I moved in with her and my father, then later had them come to our home, which was larger. They both had been wonderful parents, enjoying their retirement and active in their church. My sister and I had a lovely anniversary buffet for them on their 50th. We all just led our lives, trying to serve the Lord as He led us, though sickness had not been the path we had ever traveled. Now, nearly 3 years later, I have traveled that way and found the Lord faithful. It was not an easy thing, leaving all of my life behind. But the Lord reminded me that my life was to be a crucified life. And through tears and a willingness to do as He asked, I began. I had adjusted well, only to have my father suffer a similar severe stroke 2 months later. It was nearly unbelievable, as they were paralyzed in the same way and needing similar care. Daddy's personality changed from a quiet, cooperative, sweet spirit to a harsh, demanding one. What a shock that was. They both had been expected to succumb to the strokes, but our wonderful Lord had other plans. At least I knew I was doing as I had practiced on Mama. My sister lived 90 miles away and had health problems herself, so was unable to help. We did have therapists come in for a while with speech and physical therapy, though it didn't help too much. I tell you all this to say how your programs came just at the time I needed them, with the assurance of the everlasting arms underneath, and a reminder of that everlasting love. I was saved at 11, got away through the teen years, then restored at 19 to go on for Him. Then I was introduced to Through Gates of Splendor, and that happens to be the title of the first book that I wrote. That's my parenthesis. And to go on with her letter, such a blessing and help your articles have been. Then in my middle age, the Lord sent you to minister. I had enjoyed being a Sunday school teacher, camp counselor, choir director, and organist. How I loved those experiences, but the Lord had other things to teach me. And hopefully I have learned. I have found that the Lord is indeed faithful and ever ready to help me and is indeed merciful, though at times I felt so hopeless. Being a nurse to two babies, as my parents were, I didn't have a lot of time for reading as I'd liked. but Gateway to Joy helped so much, and the Lord used it to turn my heart's discouragement around. The Lord took Daddy home in May of 89, and Mama left just 3 weeks ago. The Lord answered our prayers so wonderfully as they were here at home with me with no need of nurses, doctors, or extreme measures. All now seems like a moment, and His grace was indeed sufficient. Now that's the part that I particularly wanted to read by way of encouragement for those of you who might be saying, well, Elizabeth Elliot talks about a lot of things that she hasn't really experienced. And it's true that I didn't have to take care of my father. I did have some brief periods over a number of years of taking care of my mother. But here's a woman who has had to take care of both of them over a long period. And let me repeat that last phrase, His grace was indeed sufficient. And then she goes on to say, I hope you don't interpret this as a me letter, but one which is of what the Lord and you have done for me who was so needy. I found that the more I lost, the sweeter He was, and I no longer minded not doing the normal things of life, but found it even joyous in serving. Isn't that a great testimony? The more I lost, the sweeter He was. And I no longer minded not doing the normal things of life, but found it even joyous in serving. For those of you that are facing a similar situation, let me read to you Psalm 118, verses 5, 6, 7, 13, and 14. When in my distress I called to the Lord, His answer was to set me free. The Lord is on my side, I have no fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side, He is my helper, and I shall gloat over my enemies. And then speaking of the enemies, they surround me like bees at the honey. They attack me as fire attacks brushwood, but in the Lord's name I will drive them away. They thrust hard against me so that I nearly fall, but the Lord has helped me. The Lord is my refuge and defense, and He has become my deliverer. Do you remember a few months ago that I read to you from something called Sermon in a Hospital by Ugo Bassi? A part of that poem is posted on the wall of my study at home, and this is what it says. Measure thy life by loss, and not by gain, not by the wine drunk, but by the wine poured forth. For love's strength standeth in love's sacrifice, and he that suffereth most hath most to give. The event you most dread, that which seems most unthinkable, perhaps may seem to you even the very ruination of your life, may be instead your very salvation. Psalm 25, 9 and 10 says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto those who love Him and keep His covenant. I had a phone call from a 60-year-old mother whose daughter owns the house. The mother described her daughter as being very strict. She refused to allow her mother to have company, and she told her mother that she should start finding a retirement home because the daughter was unwilling to take care of her when her mother became unable to take care of herself. Now, the mother has a job now and is renting space in her daughter's house, but she called to ask me what I thought she should do. Well, of course, I didn't know all the circumstances and hadn't talked with the daughter, but it's possible that the daughter is going to miss great blessing because of her unwillingness to sacrifice and be inconvenienced. Fear governs so many of our decisions, doesn't it? Are you afraid you can't do it? Well, probably the truth is you can't. But if it's what God is calling you to do, He'll see to it that you can. Trust Him. Cast all your cares on Him. And here's another little poem that's posted on the wall of my study. I don't know the author, or I would give him or her. It is His will that I should cast my cares on Him each day. He also tells me not to cast my confidence away, But oh, how foolishly I act if taken unawares. I cast my confidence away and carry all my cares. I'll read it again. It is his will that I should cast my cares on him each day. He also tells me not to cast my confidence away. But oh, how foolishly I act if taken unawares. I cast my confidence away and carry all my cares. Remember that the Bible says we are to cast all our cares upon him because it matters to him about us.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.